I thank the delegation of the United States for the intervention. Any further flag being raised? Not that I can see. As I would actually refrain from responding to my to the Swedish delegation's comment. Have we taken the decision or not? I think I'm in line with what the U.S. delegation has said personally, but as a chair, I will refrain from taking any stand on it. But it's quite clear that at least in 2016 there was support for establishing a database. It's also quite clear from the statement that we heard today and also previously that there is support for establishing a database. And it's also quite clear throughout the discussion this day that when we talk about Article 7, we all underline the importance of the article and the need to respond correctly and so forth. That was lacking in Article 7, if not completely, at least a lot, is the needed infrastructure. What's lacking is the how to carry out the request, how that's be formed. What's lacking is the guideline, how it's going to imagine it, how it's going to be managed. What's lacking is the actual offers, and we will discuss that more tomorrow. And what's lacking is the infrastructure where you connect all this. And that's where we talk about the database. So that's sort of a reflection on my half, my behalf. It's also clear for me, having in a previous life, I worked as a deputy head of the think tank CIPRI, or Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, and I'm not there anymore, but the institute specializes in building databases on arms exports, on military expenditure, on nuclear weapons, what have you. And to design and build a database is not something that you do overnight. You need to think about it. So essentially, if state parties would agree that we want to have a database, it will take time before anything can be operationalized, and also before anything can be put into such a database, if state parties would so decide. I will use my privilege as a chair and put a question to the ISU. And essentially, previously in the previous meeting of the meeting of experts, we talked about the voluntary of the database under Article 10, which has been it was updated and made more fresh last year. So my question to the ISU would then be: would it be possible, according to your understanding, to build a database appropriate for Article 7 based on the structure you have in Article 10, the already existing database? And if so, you know, approximately what type of costs are we talking about? What type of extra personnel, staff resources to do it? Just sort of to get an understanding how that could work. And this is in no way prejudging that that would be the best way to go forward. It could be possible that different type of database would need if state parties decide to establish such one. So, but before that, I see that the delegation of Iran has raised the flag. Ambassador, you have the floor, sir.